Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, welcome to this hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams. And if you missed the last hour, you really missed something. I had Alan Maloney on as a guest. He's the managing partner of the family-owned and operated Mount Falcon Estate in County Mayo, Ireland. And this is just such a great and wonderful place. I had something I wanted to ask him, and I asked him to wait over the top of the hour news, and then I couldn't remember what it was, and now I remember. So I have to write it down so I don't forget to ask Alan how I contact the people from Boston or near Boston golfers who were just at Mount Falcon. Apparently, there was a nice golfing group that just went over and stayed at Mount Falcon and played at a whole bunch of golf courses that are create a ring around Mount Falcon in County Mayo. And they came from all over the U.S., so it must have been some golfing association that went over. And I'd love to get a couple of the people who were on that journey, especially the folks that are practically neighbors here in Massachusetts, on the air to share with you their upfront and personal experiences in Ireland, golfing in Ireland, and visiting at Mount Falcon. I love that place. You really have to put it on your list of places that you've got to go to because it is so very special. I promise you will love it. And be sure you eat there. The food is incredible. So, and if you're a guest of the hotel, of course, it comes with a full Irish breakfast. As most places do, you're going to find, sadly enough, that more and more booking sites online that have an American orientation will offer you, as you are now beginning to see, hotels in Ireland and other places in Europe, offer you room only rate, and then a room with breakfast rate. In the U.S., it's a bonus if the hotel provides you with continental breakfast or a full breakfast or order from the menu breakfast. Most places, when you pay for a hotel in the U.S. and Canada, it's just the room and tax, room tax and service. When you are in Europe, and particularly in Ireland, your hotel rate in general, with rare exception, is when they give you that number, this is how much it costs. It includes in the UK, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland, not part of the UK. It includes a full either English breakfast or Irish breakfast, and they're just about the same thing. You eat that, you go right through to dinner. And I'm a person that's a billy goat. I graze. I have to eat every 2 hours. Even if it's just a little snack, a nibble, a piece of fruit, some cheese and crackers, something. Not in Ireland. Or the UK, for that matter, because it is such a hearty, high-protein breakfast that maybe, on a rare occasion, I'm going to want to stop for a snack, maybe an ice cream around 3:30, 4 o'clock. That'll take you through to 8 o'clock dinner. I can't do that in the U.S. I'd pass out. It's just odd. But you're seeing more and more places that are beginning to offer room and no breakfast as a cheaper thing. You don't want to do that, people. Especially if you're in Ireland or the UK. Because unless you are in a big city, there is no place to go for breakfast. It culturally, people in the UK and Ireland don't go out for breakfast. So if you, unless you're into skipping breakfast, you better eat breakfast in your hotel or you're not going to find breakfast. So I'm just a little thought for you there. So we were last week, maybe it's a week before last now. No, it was last week. Gee, time flies when you're having fun. We took the Amtrak Dome car. And you only have another couple of days to take the Amtrak Dome car before it's finished in the Northeast. But if you go to Amtrak.com and snoop around, they move that dome car around the nation. And so you may find it in various places around the country. But at the moment, the dome car is a vintage rail car built in the 1950s where the sides, it's almost all glass. So, you know, the big, giant panoramic windows, and they go up, and then they bend around like a greenhouse, kind of. And so you've got a full ceiling down the middle, but it's narrow, and the rest is all glass. Glass on the top, rounded around, comes down the sides. And it's just glorious, and especially this time of the year with the leaves changing and whatnot. And the dome car, you can take Amtrak from wherever you are to Albany Rensselaer train station, and you want to be on the Adirondack. And 3 days a week it goes north, 3 days a week it goes south, and Wednesdays it goes in for cleaning, maintenance, whatever has to be done, and then it's back out on the track again. So we went up to Lake Placid, which is really interesting because you get off in Westport, New York, and waiting for you are shiny, wonderfully comfortable SUVs that take you where you want to go in Lake Placid because, regrettably, the train does not go into Lake Placid. But it's a 40-mile trip, and it's a beautiful trip, and we had such a good time. And while we were there, we met the owner and founder and visionary, Mark Sperling, behind the White Face Club and Resort in Lake Placid. And I found him fascinating. And so we did something we so rarely do. We spent 2 hours with him. And he came along with Kristen Parker, the wedding planner and events manager over at the White Face Club and Resort in Lake Placid. And we didn't get to talk to her at all. And this is such, if you're looking for a destination wedding place, maybe some place that sort of looks like the Alps without going to the Alps, this could be your place. 12 months of the year, regardless of the season, it's just a glorious place to be. I want to remind you, if you missed any part of today's show or any show, you can go to travelers411.com, click on podcast. For 52 weeks, you can download whatever shows we've done within the last year. And you can put in the name of whoever, wherever, destination, accommodation, attraction, whatever it is you're looking for, into the search box at sabrams, sabrams.com or travelers411.com, and you'll find the archived audio, same as the podcast. The only difference is it stays forever, but you can't download it. So if you want to download us and take us with you, go to travelers411 to the podcast, and we're going to go off and talk with Kristen right after this.
It's frightening fun this Halloween with Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops performing the score to Tim Burton's animated classic, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Halloween Eve and Halloween Night, October 30th and 31st. Trick-or-treating in spooky behind-the-scenes spaces at Symphony Hall. Then follow the adventures of the Pumpkin King on the big screen while the Pops plays the Danny Elfman score live. Come dressed in costume. Tickets are going fast. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
We have just enough time in this segment to introduce you to Kristen Parker, wedding planner and events manager at the Whiteface Club and Resort. Their website is Whiteface Club Resort. Leave the and out. WhitefaceClubResort.com. How long have you been employed, Kristen, at the Whiteface Club and Resort in Lake Placid, New York?
Hello. I have been working here for... I just finished my ninth season.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You don't look old enough to be able to have done that, darling.
Well, I love what I do, so I think that keeps me young and happy.
Was this your first meaningful job, or did you do something in tourism before that?
I think I've always worked in the hospitality field, starting when I was 16 in a restaurant. I was the hostess at an Italian restaurant. And then when I graduated high school, I went to college, and through college I worked in a restaurant as a server. And my second college degree was for hotel restaurant management, and while I was there, it was at Paul Smith College, and that's what brought me to this area. It was in 2001. And while I was getting my degree in that for the management part, I was also, my job was at Mirror Lake Inn.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I see the connection between the Mirror Lake Inn and the Whiteface Club and Resort, which is around the corner and down the block a bit. We'll be right back. Don't leave us. We're talking about the Whiteface Club and Resort in Lake Placid, New York. We'll be right back.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes, projected on the big screen, while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or ilovenny.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, Call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Kristen Parker. She's the wedding planner and the events manager at the Whiteface Club and Resort in Lake Placid, New York. Now, last week we had on the founder, CEO of the Whiteface Club and Resort in Lake Placid, Mark Sperling. So you can go check that out. What happened was we were at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid, and they came over so we could meet and chat, and I expected to interview both of them. But Mark Sperling had such a rich and interesting story to tell that we kept him from the first hour into the second hour, so Kristen kind of got pushed aside. Poor dear. Sorry to have done that to you.
All right.
You probably knew all that stuff, so maybe it wasn't quite as fascinating for you as it was for me, but then again, maybe you've never had a chance to hear that whole story.
I didn't know all of that. It was interesting, for sure.
Was it new for you, or you had heard it before?
Some of it. I knew where he dabbled through how building his professional career, he built it dabbling in a lot of different things, so I did know that.
Yeah. So ultimately, you were at the Mirror Lake Inn. And when did the Whiteface Club and Resort open?
Well, the Whiteface Club and Resort began in, I believe, 2004 with the new owners. And I was working at Mirror Lake Inn at the time. And I started over at Whiteface Club and Resort in 2008.
Okay. Yeah, well, you've been there some time now, and I'm sure you've seen some growth. How many accommodations are there on property at the Whiteface Club and Resort?
Whiteface Club and Resort, so I call them units. A unit could be a house. It could be a condo, a cottage, a townhome. There's about 150 different units. And within the units, there's multiple bedrooms. So a condo could have 4 bedrooms. A house could have 6 bedrooms. So it can house a lot. If it was fully occupied, I mean, we could house hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Mark told me something like 750 people or whatever. But at any one time, I mean, what would you guess? What percentage of those units are lived in by people who live in Lake Placid full-time?
Right. I would guess it might be just a little less than 50% of those units are rentals.
Okay. So somebody who was interested in coming to stay wouldn't have a problem, you know, if you wanted to come up for a weekend or a week, or maybe this was the place you wanted to have your destination wedding.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's a different, the way I describe it, it's a unique experience. We have the accommodations on property where a house, you can rent a house and your whole bridal party can stay there or your immediate family. So it's, you're creating a neighborhood of all your family and friends on your wedding weekend. But some people, you know, some guests, I think, like the traditional hotels was where we can do a room block over at Mirror Lake Inn and just, the traditional hotel room with their own bathroom and that's it, just the room only. Or you can stay in a house where it has the full kitchen, you know, living area, washer and dryer. So it just depends on what they are looking for.
You know, you've got two very popular seasons mm-hmm. and two other very popular seasons. I mean, I would guess that winter and summer are probably, you know, the peak seasons maybe. But spring and fall have to be very attractive as well to visitors.
Mm-hmm. I would say our summer for sure. Well, I don't know. Fall has been picking it up. So I think between late summer and early fall, that's our peak. That's when we're the busiest. Looking into next year already, I have 9 weddings booked in September. So I think September is really turning into the popular, especially from after this September when it was so warm and so great and no rain. We do some, you know, we are year-round. We can do weddings year-round. Winter is a totally different theme. So it just takes it, you know, if a bride and groom or a wedding couple are looking for that theme, you know, a cozy, you know, by the fireplace and horse-drawn sleigh rides, the winter activities like cross-country skiing, then maybe a winter wedding definitely would be for them. But I think more so people are looking for the summer weddings to be outdoors and with the wedding garden and things like that.
Wow. So if a group came up, what would you say the average group is that is coming to the Whiteface Club and Resort for a wedding? How many people in general do you see come up for such an event?
Our weddings are average 120 to 150 guests. We definitely have, that's would be our the average, but I mean, we definitely can accommodate up to 250 to 60 guests. And we have a few that are the larger side, and then we definitely have the few that are the intimate, you know, some are just the two of them, you know, having an elopement wedding, or the smaller, you know, petite weddings of 10 to 12 and 30-ish. So you have the small, the medium, the large. So it's, you know, we can do all the different sizes, and it's all a different feel of what, you know, what they want.
So for people that aren't arranging to be married in a religious institution, but they want to have the clergyman or justice of the peace or whoever is officiating come and be on property, what kind of facility do you have for that to first accommodate the wedding ceremony itself? And then we'll get into the, you know, all the good stuff that goes with the partying thereafter.
So the ceremony site that we use the most is our wedding garden. We have the arbor right at the end of the boardwalk that overlooks the lake and Whiteface Mountain.
That has to be gorgeous.
It is. It's so pretty. And then around through this boardwalk that guests, you know, arrive to that wedding garden is just gardens. Just you're walking through this field of just all different colors of gardens. So you reach the ceremony site. We set up the chairs on either side, make sure they're all perfectly straight. We can do any religious weddings. I mean, we've had priests come and they do the full Catholic ceremony. We've had rabbis come, and then we just do the, you know, non-denominational, you know, just the peace ceremony. So we can do, you know, anything that they'd like.
Well, we have to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back because I have so many questions. Don't leave me, people. This is Stephanie Abrams. My brain is stuck overlooking the lake and the mountains because we've just come back. And that image is gloriously emblazoned in my mind, and If you go to sabrams.com/blog, you're going to see some of the photos we took while we were there. What a place for a wedding album. Forget the wedding, just the album. We'll be right back. Don't leave me and Stephanie Abrams.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. $5,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm in New York State of Mind.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am very happy to have on the line with me Kristen Parker. She is the wedding planner and events manager for Whiteface Club and Resort in Lake Placid, New York. You know, if you're looking for a place that has the look and feel of some exotic European destination and you don't feel like flying across the ocean because of the time, the expense, and everything else that's involved with that, especially with a wedding where, you know, you may have some especially older members in your party that don't have passports and don't feel like going through what's necessary because they have no vision of ever needing that passport again. Have a look at Lake Placid, New York. It really feels like you are somewhere in Austria or Switzerland. It's gorgeous. And Kristen was just explaining where wedding ceremonies are done and how wedding party and guests walk along a boardwalk through a garden area to where the weddings are. But in my mind, Kristen, I'm sure if you are now being in your ninth year, you have overcome every obstacle and met so many challenges that this is old hat to you. But the first thing that comes to mind to me is what happens if even on the most beautiful spring, summer, or fall day, it starts to rain? Or winter, you've got snow to deal with. I don't see walking along some boardwalk through a garden in the snow. To what? A grassy field? I mean, so why don't you explain to us how this works when the weather is not perfect? Because you may pick a perfect time of year, and I'm here to break the news that weather can surprise you.
That is true. The weather is the only thing that is out of my control, out of anyone's control. So we have to prepare, and the couples know that we have to wait up until the day of to really know where the ceremony is going to take place. We can watch the forecast and watch everything, but really it could change. The Adirondacks weather, it can change in 10 minutes. So we're always prepared for our backup, you know, plan B and sometimes even plan C. We actually had a wedding on the day of a hurricane, Hurricane Irene, I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
That was a very interesting wedding, right during the whole hurricane. It was wild. But our most weddings don't happen during a hurricane, hopefully.
No, but let's go back up now. So I remember Hurricane Irene, which swept through Berkshire County, where we broadcast from Pittsfield, from downtown Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And a few days after that hurricane, we had to go to a little town just over the New York border that's on the way to Albany. Let me tell you about this little town. What's the name of that little town? Nassau? Nassau, New York. People, you ever drive through Nassau, New York? You don't go one iota over the speed limit because they're waiting for you there. That's how they support their town economically. And in fact, our senior producer, David Isby, grew up either in that town or the one next door. I think he grew up in Avril next door. And he was always driving to or from home through Nassau. So he had a litany of traffic tickets. And, you know, you could be going, it's 35 mile an hour speed limit. And it's truly speed trap city. So you want to be really careful not to get picked up. And when you do, and you know, like you were like a half inch over the speed limit. You didn't deserve this, especially the way it's set up on that road. There's no way to be going exactly that speed as you come down the hill, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to make you a deal. And the deal is you plead to parking on the sidewalk. It's ridiculous. But in any event, we had to get over to the courthouse to plead not guilty, you know, for my son to plead not guilty on this ticket and whatever, and go through that story. And as we were driving, we thought we were going to miss the court date because there were trees down everywhere in western Massachusetts and eastern upstate New York from Hurricane Irene. And we think, you know, okay, we're almost there. And then the road was closed because the trees were down. We had to make a U-turn, drive back 15, 20 miles and make another turn. We must have made four detours on the way there. And the whole Pioneer Valley, Mohawk Trail area, I think it's Route 2, was closed for the longest time. Because of the, you know, at least portions of it, because of the down trees. So that was a powerful storm that blew through here. So, and it's an unusual story and it's unexpected, but what do you do? I mean, even if it's not that severe as Irene was, and if you just joined us, we're talking with Kristen Parker, the wedding planner for the White Face Club and Resort in Lake Placid, New York. Even if it's a mild shower or a drizzle, you don't need that in the middle of a wedding ceremony. So, I mean, you haven't mentioned the word tent, as we would call it, or marquee, as they would call it in the UK or Ireland, which is, you know, a glorified big white pretty tent. I mean, what do you do? I mean, to make it possible for people to get married outdoors. But then what happens in the winter when it's cold and there's snow and all that jazz? Where does the ceremony and where does the reception take place?
Okay, so if it's a beautiful, glorious day, we have the ceremony in the wedding garden and then the cocktail hour at the Moose Lodge Boathouse, which is right on the same waterfront. So it's all connected. It's a building that we can do indoor ceremonies if we need to, but most of the time it's for the cocktail reception, and then the dinner and dancing portion is up in the clubhouse. So it all really depends on the weather, and we can, you know, shift things around. So if we couldn't do the ceremony inside the or outside, then we would move the ceremony inside the boathouse. They have the option to do that, or they have the option to stay outside with umbrellas. Ponchos if they plan for it. There is the option for the tent. I definitely don't recommend a tent. Tent companies we have, we need to reserve them in advance, and they're based on availability. They are reserved, so, you know, if you have to book it within a few days, and if it just by chance with it that 20 minutes that you need for your ceremony, it's absolutely gorgeous and sunny, and you don't need the tent, you know, you still have paid for it. So I always recommend let's have our backup plan in the boathouse. Most likely you won't have to use it, but we'll have it ready just in case. So that seems to work. The winter weddings, unless there's like a really warm day, I always leave the option you can have your ceremony out in the garden, but most likely they'll have it inside the boathouse with the fire going and setting it up really nice because you still get the, you know, the large span, the 180-degree view of the lake and the mountains. So it still is really nice.
Wow. Because how many people will the boathouse hold for a wedding ceremony?
For a ceremony, for a sit-down, it'd be about 150. So if they're the wedding that's the 200, 225, then you're going to have some people standing on the sides. So luckily, those large weddings, we do look for that tent option a week out. Like if we, you know, we make the call about a week out if we're going to do it. Or, you know, luckily, I mean, the brides, the couples that we have, they're the, I guess, the adventurous ones. They're choosing a location that you do have that chance. Like you're choosing an outdoor location, ideal outdoor location for your ceremony, but there is always that chance that you might have to move inside, or it might be raining, or it might have a hurricane. So, and they're, you know, they know that that could be a chance, so it's not a big surprise if it happens.
Well, if they avoid, for the most part, in the Northeast, September, October, for a wedding date, then they've pretty much avoided the chance of a hurricane. We're not big prone to hurricanes in the Northeast.
Right.
But if we're going to get it, it's going to be September, October. And we don't get it like they get it in the Caribbean or Florida or Mexico right. or somewhere. You know, we'll get some high-speed winds and some rain and, you know, it'll be atmospheric, but it's not the same quality or intensity that you would get further south of us. But, you know, we're going to take a quick break. And you know what I'd like you to do during the break, or write it down so you do it when you have a chance, Kristen? Go and take a look at Rathsala. Okay, I'm going to spell this for you. RathsallaGh. Rathsala Country House. It's the only one that's going to come up when you go Google it. And look at their wedding marquee, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S, their wedding marquee, which is what they call their tent. It's in County Wicklow, Ireland. And look also at beach, and like the beach tree, B-E-E-C-H, not like going to the beach. Beach Hill Country House. It's in Derry, Northern Ireland. And to have a look at their wedding marquee, you'd think, even though they're both tents, you'd think you're in somebody's palatial house. Even the ladies' room and men's room are like permanent fixture, amazing. It's not like something in a tent. And have a look at that and see if at some point it makes some sense for your company to consider. We'll be right back.
Hello. I need to get to Donegal.
Oh, is there something wrong with Kerry? I'm only joking. Look, turn back off that way towards Limerick. It doesn't take you to Donegal, but it does take you to the Cliffs of Moher. Worth a look, I promise. Well, it is sort of on the way to Donegal, so just keep going north. If you get there without stopping off in Connemara, you need your head examined. The fresh air is one thing, but the food's something else. The local crab is good in almost any restaurant.
I'm a vegetarian.
Sure you are. Where was he?
Connemara?
Ah, yeah. Stop at Galway. Spend at least a few nights there, seriously. Even then, you'll want to stay longer. I have a cousin. He only went there to buy a guitar. Never came back. He lives there now. He loves it. A bit crazy, though. Now, from Galway, you head up past Sligo. I'll be disappointed if you get there without visiting Matt Malloy's pub in Westport. Well, let's see now. Have you got a pen and paper on you?
In the west of Ireland, you never know where you'll end up. For great value airfares and vacation offers, visit discoverireland.com/westcoast. Go where Ireland takes you.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum! Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know. For over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with me is Kristen Parker, the wedding planner and events manager for the White Face Club and Resort in Lake Placid, New York. And remember, you can go there by Amtrak. And for the next couple of days anyway, you still got a shot at getting, if not both directions, at least one direction on the Dome car before it goes away in early November. And hopefully it'll be back again next year. And I suspect it will, because just put brand new windows in it. Oh gosh, those new windows are just spanky beautiful. And wonderful panoramic view as you're traveling. You get off in Westport, New York, and the cost of your Amtrak ticket is included in that is transportation that will pick you up in comfortable, wonderful style. You know, in one direction we went in a Chevy SUV, and the other direction was a Cadillac. And comfortable, lovely, 40-minute drive through just gorgeous scenery. So I wouldn't mind doing that again. I had a really good time. And I got to meet Kristen Parker at the Mirror Lake Inn in Lake Placid, but we didn't get to do an interview, and I wanted to follow up with it because I know how many of you are thinking about a destination wedding, and it sounds also like an ideal place, whether it's a first marriage or onward in numbers. One of the nice things about it is that you literally could just be eloping or, be a small group of 10 or 20 people. Or you could be, a couple of hundred people. And they have the villa, townhouse, condo-style accommodations for the guests and can handle the whole wedding business. Now, where, Kristen, is the food coming from that caters this?
Well, we have two kitchens. We have the main kitchen up in the clubhouse where we do the dinner portion. But then they also are prepping up in that kitchen. And then they finish the hors d'oeuvres down in the boathouse. There's another kitchen down there. So the waterfront portion of the wedding, we're serving the hors d'oeuvres out of that kitchen. Everything is, we have our own catering staff. We have the executive chef. Everything is sourced in-house. And we try to do local products, too, with all the food products, the local farms for the produce and the cheeses and the meats come locally.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So walk us through. If somebody contacted you at whitefaceclubresort.com, there's a place I'm going to imagine to click for wedding and wedding planning information. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So now they know how to get in touch with you.
Yes.
And they get in touch with you and they say, you know, the first thing they probably know is the date. And maybe they have a feeling for about how many people will be invited and how many of them are actually going to come. So that you're armed with, this is the date of the wedding itself. How many days in advance of the wedding do people usually pile in?
I would say, I mean, the planning process, so I get inquiries daily, multiple, like 10 to 20 inquiries a day is an average, and some of them come from directly from our website, some come from The Knot, that's a big, one of our big inquiry
as
collectors.
In K-N-O-T?
K-N-O-T, so okay. It's theknot.com, so you can find us on there, and they have a lot of reviews from our past couples. They write reviews on that site. So I received the inquiry. We started a conversation. They do tell me, you know, what their vision is of what they're looking for. Hopefully, you know, couples aren't dead set on a specific date because, you know, by chance we could be booked for that specific date. So hopefully it's a season that they're looking for.
How far out do people book?
1 to 2 years. But some, I had a wedding last year, they booked 6 weeks out. So, but most people at least a year. I've been getting a lot of 2019 inquiries as well, so.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now, you know, you've got the date, it's available. You know, their heart's desire is available. If not, it's their second choice, and you've got it all sorted out. But if the wedding is going to be, let's say, on the 10th of a particular month, on what day would you expect the guests to come arriving?
All the guests come at least, depends on where their family and friends are. If they're from, like, Albany area, like a two-hour, you know, radius, they'll probably, you know, come, they could come the day of. But for most, the immediate family, the, you know, the parents of the couples, they come maybe the Thursday. If it's a wedding on a Saturday, at least Wednesday or Thursday. So they come, you know, 2 to 3 days beforehand. Some come a week before and take it a whole week vacation to just relax and just, like, you know, go, you know, pick away at the whole planning and delivering the welcome bags and doing all the last-minute details. But at least a day, I mean, we do the rehearsal and the rehearsal dinner for, you know, welcome reception, destination, location. Welcome receptions are really popular. We have the small, immediate rehearsal dinners for maybe 30 to 50 people, but then they open it up after. For all of the guests that are attending the wedding. So another 100 people could come for, you know, past snacks and desserts, and the bar will be open.
Do you take care of things like music and flowers and even the hairdressers for the wedding party or anybody that, you know, makeup, whatever, they want extra attention and stuff?
Yes, I am involved in all of that. So the whole planning process, they'll inquire, and then we start a conversation. I hopefully can get them to come and see it, you know, firsthand. I can give them a personal tour of the property. If they're from a distance and they can't make the plan, you know, to come sooner than later, but I can do a FaceTime tour, which has been really helpful. I just walk around and give them a Skype tour of the property. They book, and then as soon as they book, I have a vendor list of people that I've worked with directly, that have been to our property, that I believe that work really well and, you know, have a great value. That includes everything from, you know, hair and makeup, the salon, music for the ceremony, music for the reception, transportation, I mean, every little detail, the calligrapher for your invitation, seamstress, I mean, every detail that you need. I have that, and I give them that list, but then I also guide them through the whole planning process to help them, like, okay, this is what you need to focus on first. Like any vendor that only does one wedding a day, you know, your photographer and the music, specifically, you'll need to get that booked. You know.
So you're a one-stop shop for the whole thing.
Right, exactly,
fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a look, people, whether you're just going up to, you know, be happy and enjoy life, or you're starting a new life with somebody you love. take a look at the White Face Club and Resort, whitefaceclubresort.com. Thanks for joining us. Stay with me, everybody. More to come. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.